thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning, and thanks again to John Messenger for his time and joining us here on the Coach's Corner. Just a friendly reminder for you that we will have coming up on Monday the coverage of this year's Boone County 4th of July Parade. Hope you can tune in for that. If you can't make it along the parade route, we will have that for you, and we're hoping to have great weather and a great chance to get out there and just celebrate everything. 4th of July, I guess it's R-O-C-K, in Boone County. That's kind of the theme for this year. Well, it's always great to find out what's up with the Boone County Special Olympics, and back to join us again once again is Terry Notke. And Terry, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Since I mentioned a little bit about the parade, will we see your some folks from Special Olympics in the parade this year?
Oh my, it should be an extra special parade for us. We will have our oldest competing athlete in the parade. She's 69 years old. She went to Summer Games. And
her name?
Her name is Pam Everhart.
All right. And what events did she compete in at the Summer Games?
She competed in the 25-meter and 50-meter assisted walks with her walker.
Okay.
Okay, so she had her walker, and she had her attitude, and she was serious, and she had that competition in her bones. And she also competed in the tennis ball throw. So that's the nicest thing about Special Olympics is we have something for everybody, okay? So maybe you can't throw the shot put, you can throw the tennis ball or the javelin or the softball. And maybe you can't run the 1,500-meter run, but you can do the 25-meter assisted walk. So we do. We have something for everybody, and she just had the best time. She had set out for a few years and decided, I want to do this. And then I got a message yesterday that she wants to be in the parade with us. So one way or the other, she will be in the parade. And then we have, I haven't confirmed that they will all be there, but our level one basketball team competed back in April and beat Team Indiana that went to USA Games. So it was a pretty intense competition, and it was back and forth for a while, and our Boone County team came out, they brought home the gold medal. And so that was interesting, so we're hoping that we can get that entire team out there. And then we sent three athletes to USA Games. We have a unified softball team, which means that half of the team is made up of Special Olympics athletes, and the other half are made up of everything from police officers to construction workers to IT technical people and just a whole variety of businessmen, realtors. So anyway, Team Indiana was comprised of athletes from across the state to make the one unified team that went to USA Games in Orlando about 4 weeks ago. And who
were the three from Boone County that were part of the team?
The three from Boone County are Ryan Hale and Alan Flack. They are the athletes. And then Shane Hitch is one of the unified partners. And so hopefully we will get them into the parade as well. I know Ryan and Alan will be there. So anyway, so it's going to be fun for us. We will have athletes riding on the wagon, and we will have athletes walking the parade route. And the Knights of Columbus from St. Joseph have invited us to be part of their unit again this year. So they will provide the wagon for our non-walkers and then the Tootsie Rolls for our walkers.
Yeah, that's been a long time partnering between the Knights of Columbus and the Special Olympics.
And it predates me, so I couldn't even really tell you how far back that goes. But so we work with the Knights of Columbus for the parade, and then the Knights of Columbus Council from St. Alphonsus Catholic Church in Zionsville made our summer games participation possible this year because we do get a discount because of the Kiwanis, and because of their input and their hard work, they basically pay for our summer games this year. So,
well, let's talk about some of the performances that you had from your kids.
Okay.
And I call them kids in quotes because some of them, as you mentioned, are in their 60s, but they are your kids, aren't they, Terry?
They are, and that's one of the first things they tell us in our training is they are not kids, they are athletes. So after, I don't know, about 9 years now, I finally made the transition, and I'm pretty good about calling them athletes. But this is a two-hour program, right? I've got a lot of time to talk here.
Afraid not.
Okay. Well, so we sent a total of, we started with area games in May, so that's kind of our precursor to summer games, and we had 52 athletes participate at Ben Davis in track and field, and we also hosted a cycling meet, again, in preparation for summer games. So at summer games, we sent 8 cyclists, and we sent 33 track and field athletes, and 20 chaperones and coaches, okay? And Tom and Deb Easterday coach our track team with the help from Tim Nofke and Larry Breen and Kevin Meyer, and then Steve Billington and Beth Bremer coach our cyclists, and we, in cycling, they compete in everything from a 500-meter ride, just a timed race, to a 5K road race, and we had quite success with that. We had a total of 10 gold medals, 8 silver medals, and 5 bronze medals in cycling, and in track and field, we sent everything. We had three relay teams. One of them was a women's relay team, and I have to give a shout out to Brianna because she and her relay team brought home the gold medal for the women's relay. And we had, like I already told you, we had Pam doing the assisted walking events, and then we have unassisted walking events, and those are usually short distances. But then we have our distance runners and we have our dash runners, and we have athletes throwing the shot put, the javelin, which is a plastic javelin, but it's a javelin nonetheless. And we think Ryan Hale holds the state record for the javelin throw, so nobody will confirm that for us, but we've never seen anybody throw it farther than he does. And he had a good weekend at summer games. And so we also have running long jump and standing long jump. And we have, I guess one of the best parts is everybody hangs out together. It is so much fun. It is so exhausting. We have a team camp set up at the track. We have team camp set up at cycling. But then in the dorms, we have our lounges are set up for team camps, and there's food in there, and that's where the athletes go. They don't hang out in their rooms. They hang out with whoever happens to be in there. So a lot of new friendships are formulated, and there's a dance on Saturday night. And they had so much fun.
Was it back to normal?
It was. It was back to normal. Holman Center has been remodeled, so they had opening ceremonies again. And we sent, I believe, 8 athletes who had never been before. So there's so much going on, and it's pretty overwhelming, but they loved every minute of it. And so opening ceremonies are fantastic. And we had a nice surprise at opening ceremonies. Of all of the athletes Team Indiana sent to Orlando for USA Games, they had sent volleyball teams, softball teams, bocce, track and field. And from Boone County, we sent 3 athletes. Ryan Hale was given the Men's Mental Attitude Award for Team Indiana at USA Games.
Well, that's a nice honor.
That was fantastic. So, and he gets to throw out the first pitch at the Indians game on this coming Friday. So it's going to be Special Olympics night at the Indians game. So there'll be some other special things going on, and Ryan Hale gets to throw out the first pitch.
Have you seen the numbers increase by athletes?
Our numbers seem to increase every year by every sport. Okay, so, and we did have an increase this year. We had, I believe, 10 or 11 new athletes this year, and it was... It's nice to see the new families and then to see what sport's going to come next for them. And we have one new athlete who wants to just run. He was 11 years old. He was the only one on the track running the 800-meter dash in his age division. Everybody in that crowd was yelling for it, because once we started yelling for him and yelling his name, go Xander, go Xander, go Xander, the whole crowd did. And when he crossed that finish line, it was amazing, and seeing him stand on that podium for the first time, and it was his first experience at anything like this, so it was pretty special.
So what's next? What's coming up next for the program?
Okay, well, next we are starting our softball program, and again, that will include our unified team that's coached by Francois Hurtubise, And it's, like I said, it's comprised of half athletes and half volunteer partners. And so, and then we also have kind of what we call our own intramural league. So we will make several small teams, and they'll play each other. And then we also have two teams that will actually play in sectionals and go to state, and they will, we host home games. So we start this, well, a week from today, we start and we use the Little League fields. And so if anybody wants to come out there between, 10 o'clock and noon, they're going to see us play ball. And we have some skills athletes out there, and we have all level of players. So it's pretty fun to watch.
Terry, as we wrap up, if folks need information and want information about Special Olympics Boone County, where's the best way to head?
Well, a couple places. We do have a Facebook page, so they can go to Special Olympics Boone County on the Facebook page, and you will notice a bunch of medals on there, and you'll see very recent posts. So we always post flyers there of our next events and so forth and anything that's going on. And then we have a website that we try to keep updated, and it's specialolympicsboonecounty.org. And anyway, we also have cornhole coming up pretty soon. That starts the middle of the month, and so does our cross country. And then we go into bowling, and then we go into basketball, and it starts all over again.
Sure. Terry, thanks so much for your time this morning, and continued success to you and the athletes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here and given the opportunity to have everybody hear about our program.
Once again, Terry Nofke with us here, Special Olympics Boone County, on this segment of the Coach's Corner. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.